This is 88.5 FM, and it's another live session today with Marcus King joining us. Thanks for coming in, Marcus.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Let me get through the business here real quick. A new LP, your solo debut LP, El Dorado, comes out this Friday. You're on Jimmy Kimmel this Wednesday. You're back to the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday, and then going out on tour with Marcus King Band, right? Doing the Belly Up on the 27th of this month, the Music Box in San Diego, and then back to the Fonda here in Hollywood on the 31st. We last saw you, like, what, 8 months ago down at the Doheny Blues Festival?
Yeah.
And where you blew the roof off the dump. It was fantastic. And a lot's gone on since then. Tell me everything that's happened to you in the last 8 months and don't miss anything.
I can't tell you what happened to me this morning.
New album that you put together with Dan Auerbach. And this your solo, you have to be, I know you're proud of all your records, and you know your first record has to be a satisfying thing, but having your first solo album also has to be a special mark.
Yeah, man, I think in the past, the more collaborative efforts that I made with the band, it's kind of something that you share, you know.
Sure.
And if people don't like it, you also share that. But if you're doing the solo album, you know, there's kind of this feeling of you know, being alone in it, and there's also the feeling of feeling really quite proud of it.
Yeah.
You know, this being my first solo venture.
Yeah, the buck stops with you.
Unfortunately,
this I think it's fortunate. Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, you know, produces with you and join you in helping to work out some of the songs. He has the Midas touch, it seems like. And last album before this, you worked with Dave Cobb, right?
Yes, sir.
Who also seems to everything he touch, everything has to go through him if it's going to be good music. You surround yourself with good people, though, that, you know, even as a solo artist, you have the good sense to keep people around you that are going to not just make you shine, but also maybe make you up your game.
I think that's a nice way to put it, man. I've always been intrigued with Dan's work and Dave Cobb as well. And I do like to surround myself with people that I really look up to and admire.
Yeah, well, this, I think we're going to sell some records. The record actually comes out on Friday, but after people hear some of these tunes, what are you going to play us first?
I'm going to play a tune called Beautiful Stranger.
This is fantastic. You're in for a treat. This is Marcus King live on 88.5 FM.
I'm sorry.
Marcus King, live on 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley. I was looking forward to hearing that one. This new album, Marcus, the solo album, it's brought your voice into focus in the whole equation. It's brought it to the front even more, I think, alongside your playing and your songwriting. Do you feel that?
Yeah, man. I think it's kind of a subconscious effort to put less of a spotlight on the guitar playing, kind of let that speak for itself, and focus a bit more on the singing.
And you're all of, what, 23?
Yes, sir.
Just kills me. You guys like you and Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, it gives people hope for music to come. Sometimes I've made this comparison. I know your dad is a bluesman. You have other musicians in your family. If your dad's a dentist and his dad's a dentist, there's more than half a chance that you're going to be a dentist as well. Did you feel like there was ever a chance for any other vocation but making music?
Man, not that I can remember. I think I've always just been inspired by people that could move a room and inspire others around them. People with a lot of I was raised in church, you know. So mm-hmm. when a good preacher would get up and be able to inspire people and bring emotion forth, I always thought that was a pretty heavy position, you know.
It's a performance.
It's a performance, and I like to take a little bit of that aspect onto my live show too. But that was a vocation that I thought maybe I could be good at, but I kind of went a different route.
Yeah, and you were playing alongside your dad when you were in your teens. What was the earliest you were on stage playing a professional concert for people paid tickets for?
I was about 11.
11 years old. That's pretty early.
Yeah, man. I've been doing it a while. I still got a long way to go, but I feel really, really blessed to be able to do what I love.
But to be 23 and already have a dozen years of, you know, touring and playing under your belt. Well, they say like a professional athlete will reach his prime at the age of 27. I wonder what it is for a professional musician.
Well, we can only find out.
We'll find out. Will you play us another song? Is this going to be another new one off the new album?
Yeah, man. I'll play another one off the...
All right, El Dorado is the name of the new album that comes out this Friday. You're listening to Marcus King live here at 88.5 FM.
Sing this song.
Marcus King on 88.5 FM in a live session. What's the name of that one again?
That's a tune called One Day She's Here.
One Day She's Here. It's going to be on the new record, El Dorado, that comes out this Friday. This is the big ramp up to the tour and getting out. You're doing a bunch of press this week in L.A. You're going to be on Jimmy Kimmel, like I said, on Wednesday night. This has to be fun. I mean, because you incubate a new album for, you know, I'm sure this has been in the works for a year or more. And then you get to finally, you know, put it out for everybody to see. This has to be pretty exciting time.
It's exciting stuff, man. You know, I generally like to work pretty quick. And this one has been around for about a year. I've been ready to get it out and show it to people. So really at the edge of my seat now.
Yeah.
We only got about 4 days left until I can share the whole record with people and show them what I wanted to say. So we're really... really getting close and excited.
How do you find the reception that you get, you know, someplace like Doheny Blues Festival or playing the Belly Up on Solana Beach versus walking into the Grand Ole Opry? Has that road kind of been, you know, paved flat for you by, you know, others like Jason Isbell and so forth who walk between those two worlds? How do you feel about going in those different places? You feel equally welcome?
Man, I do. I feel like I could sum it up with, maybe not sum up, but when we first started touring heavily, we played at the Blues Festival in Chesapeake Bay, Maryland, and we got off the stage, and this old timer was like, "War Pigs at a Blues Festival," huh? And he was very upset. Was like, well, we never said we were a blues band. I never said I was a country artist or a blues artist. It's monikers that kind of get put on you. And I mean, I'm honored, you know, to wear all these badges. I just like a lot of different music, and I just really dig American music. So to answer your question, you know, I feel comfortable in both of those settings, and I'd like to think that the people watching me or listening to me would accept me in both of those fields.
Yeah, I like to think if you're not making somebody unhappy, you're not making anybody happy.
that's a good way to put it.
That's the way it goes on radio anyway. So, you know, we talked about you're going out on tour with the band later this month. Neil Young will do some records with Crazy Horse, and then he'll turn around and do some records just himself and acoustic guitar. Is that what we're looking at as a roadmap down the line for you, just how whatever you feel the material dictates?
I think that's a great way to put it, man. You know, we saw this with Greg Allman when he did the Laid Back record, you know. And he had a lot of commercial success with his solo career, and the Allman Brothers would later play that material live too, you know.
Yeah.
It's just one of these things, it's important to depart from the norm every now and then and do something that makes your heart skip. You know, and that's what this does for me.
Yeah, not every Springsteen album is with the E Street Band. You know, sometimes there's stuff that's a little bit more personal that, you know, it's one thing to get up and sing a love song. You know, to sing a rock song, it's great to have a band with you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes to sing an intimate love song, maybe it's, you know, better to do it, you know, one person to one other person. So
it's always a little bit different. And I appreciate you saying that. And I think the band is really itching to play these tunes live. And that's what you're going to hear when we come back through. Later this month, the band really adding their own flair to it. Like, this record doesn't have any horns on it, but a lot of the background vocals that you hear on the record have been subbed out for some horn parts live, and the songs are extended and taking on whole new lives. It's a lot of fun.
You gonna jam with it a little bit?
Yeah, man.
Nice. One more song. What are you gonna do?
Let's do it. It's a tune called Break. Heart.
That's just outstanding. That's Marcus King on 88.5 FM joining me for a live session today. That song is Break. It'll be on the new album, El Dorado, that comes out this Friday. All the jazzy chords in that one.
I wrote it with a keyboard player, Bobby Woods, on the record, so they tend to do that.
Is it hard to transpose those from one to the other? You're like, oh, I got to look this up on a chart.
Oh, man, I was pretty lucky to grow up studying jazz theory, so I've got a handle on most of those jazzy chords.
Yeah, you seem to have it pretty much in hand for the most part. So we talked about how young you started. When do you remember, what's your earliest recollection of having your own guitar?
Man, what age? You know, it's a funny story, actually. My earliest recollection of anything, my first cognitive memory is crawling in to my father's room after he'd gone off to work and opening this case. And it was it's not a spectacular guitar. It's a decent instrument. It's an early 70s Eldorado Epiphone. Mm. And my father has quite a guitar collection, but I just remember this particular guitar. And he never knew that I had any kind of particular nostalgia for this guitar. Mm-hmm. And I ended up giving it to a friend of the family, and I was kind of crushed by that.
Mm.
And I think he overheard me talking about the guitar. And when I moved to Nashville and I was working on this record, they were able to get it back, and they brought it to me.
Wow.
And it was only after a couple of weeks my girlfriend noticed on the inside of it, it's called the Epiphone Eldorado.
Yeah.
And I had also just gotten a Eldorado Cadillac 1980.
Fantastic.
Fell in love with that car. And then we were in the studio doing the record, and Auerbach drives an Eldorado too. It just became too much, and that's how the record got its name. But
I was going to ask, that just seems really weird, and I hadn't heard any of that before just now.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Yeah, man. That's my first guitar, Epiphone Eldorado.
I was going to say, my second question was, I bet this instrument, being something that you associate with your childhood, has a special, you have a special kinship with it. And here we know the answer now. Eldorado, the album, comes out on Friday. Buy it wherever you buy albums. See them live, and you should, on Jimmy Kimmel this Wednesday night. And then at the Belly Up on the 27th, Music Box the 28th, and the Fonda back here on the 31st. Marcus, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, man.
Marcus King, live on 88.5 FM.